Hi, this is Eliseo from New York Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential.
Go ahead.
Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am male.
Thank you.
I don't have to think about it.
In which state do you currently reside?
New York.
What is your zip code?
1793.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
11793.
Are you registered to vote in New York?
Yes.
What is the year of your birth?
1952.
Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
What is your race? Select all that apply. White, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian.
White.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Republican Party.
No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
In New York, it's about a 2.
I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
The Republican.
Here are 3 statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. I am personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Probably number 2, the middle one.
Okay. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in New York when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all, not very concerned, indifferent, somewhat concerned, very concerned?
Not concerned.
As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some? Heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Some.
Based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I would vote no.
Okay. Here is the text of proposal number 1. The amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections adds certain protections to the state bill of rights. Adds anti-discrimination provisions to state constitution. Covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. A yes vote puts these protections against discrimination in the New York State Constitution. A no vote leaves these protections out of the state constitution.
I vote yes.
Okay. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. Control over your own life, responsibility to younger and future generations, rights, empathy, making decisions about your own body, freedom, responsibility to women, safety, equality, privacy.
Equality, safety, I don't know.
Thank you. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measures in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or does it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
It's no difference.
If you learned a candidate for political office supported the ballot measures, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or does it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Doesn't make a difference.
If you learned a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for that candidate?
Probably more.
Would you say somewhat more or much more likely?
Somewhat more.
To the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
The first one.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, do Republicans want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally, want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally, with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
They want the states to decide.
Okay. How about you? Do you want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be illegal nationally, with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
Illegal with some exceptions.
Okay. When thinking about who to vote for in the race of United States Congress, how important is it to you that the candidates share your opinion on the issues of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, neither important nor unimportant, somewhat important, very important?
Neutral.
When thinking about who to vote for in a race for president, how important is it to you that the candidate shares your opinion on the issue of abortion? Is it very unimportant, somewhat unimportant, neutral, somewhat important, very important?
Somewhat important.
You will now hear some information on a conservative policy agenda called Project 2025. The answer some questions on it. Then answer some questions on it. Project 2025 is an agenda for the next president that outlines a conservative takeover of the government through a series of policy proposals. It includes a plan to make abortion illegal and restrict access to reproductive health care by allowing the government to monitor people's pregnancies, including pregnancies that end in miscarriage, banning abortion nationwide, banning in vitro fertilization nationwide, allowing employers to deny workers access to birth control, eliminating access to medication abortion access through the mail, Based on what you just read, how favorable and or unfavorable do you feel towards the conservative policy agenda called Project 2025? Do you feel unfavorable?
That's an unfair question. That's a very small part of Project 2025. Your whole thing here is about abortion. This is what this is, and it's bullshit, quite frankly. So I want to conversate. Thank you.